You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY 90.9. It's 5:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Fringe Festival begins today all around Philadelphia in Center City and points north, south, east, and west. President and producing director Nick Stuccio says he's excited to help deliver new forms of movement and theater that ask big questions about humanity, home, family, society, culture, and what it means to be alive. I met with him recently to talk about what's new this year, but first I wondered, with the Fringe in its 21st year, how many people attend shows and special programs?
A lot. And growing.
That is not a number. A lot is not a number.
The number we use is between 40 and 50,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And now that we have our home base at Fringe Arts, there we'll do a couple of DJ acts at big followings. We'll only get, 3,000 people alone some nights coming through the Fringe from 6 to 2 in the morning. So it's hard to count, but we make a generous count. Of course, we can count ticket sales, and we sell about over 25,000 tickets alone.
And there are many new things for crowds to enjoy every year, including this year. So let's tick through a list that I made of things I think are new. Let's find out if they are indeed new. Fringe beer.
Fringe beer, yeah. St. Ben's. This actually, they did it last year as well, with a growing beer culture in Philadelphia.
So it's newish.
Fantastic. Newish.
St. Benjamin's Tap Room is making a Fringe beer?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's available for sale, of course, at La Peg at Fringe Arts and also all over town. That's also a nod to the kind of audiences we're looking for. Food, beer, and art, that's a good combination.
I'll drink to that. And Fringe Festival Bookstore.
Yeah.
What's that?
This is an idea of Sarah Bishop Stone. She and I programmed the festival together. She wanted to have this bookstore, this place you can come anytime to get information all about the artists in the festival, what they're reading or stuff they've written, backstory about the festival and the artists in the festival.
And you're partnering with United by Blue. It's a coffee shop in Old City.
Exactly.
And that's where they're going to have the pop-up Fringe Festival bookstore.
Exactly.
What is Digital Fringe?
Oh, Digital Fringe. That is work that is entirely digital, sort of visual art based, and you see it entirely on a computer screen.
How?
You can go to our website and explore Digital Fringe. There's really some great stuff. You sign on and you watch the performance that is entirely digital.
Very
in the comfort of your living room.
Okay. And Philadelphia, the Fringe Festival, is in its 21st year. Is there anything old that's new? Are you dipping back into years past and bringing it forward?
We are, in fact. We started organizing this festival in 1996. A couple of us went to Edinburgh to explore the great Edinburgh Festival. And that very first year, we met some interesting artists who are many of them are performing this year. So it's kind of a nod back to our origin. This is Whit McLaughlin of New Paradise Laboratories. The Pig Iron Theater Company just had graduated Swarthmore College, did their first work in the first year. Thaddeus Phillips, who was a very young street-based Shakespeare performing artist who did his awesome King Lear with Barbie dolls in a kiddie pool for 11 people a night. He's now an internationally renowned theater maker, and he's done a work called 100 Billion Night Times, his first work for children.
Okay, and you have some themes. One is home. There's a presentation. One is climate change. So,
artists. We sit back and see what artists are saying. And this year, they're saying a lot about family, about intimacy, about comfort, about home. Jeff Sobel, part of the original Pig Iron Theater Company world, and he's made this sort of beautiful work about what it is to be home, what it means to have a family in this home, gentrification, displacement. These are all the themes he's working on. He brings the audience into the show in a beautiful and fun way.
Perhaps building a structure.
Well, he reveals, I'll tell you a little bit about it, there's a little magic in it, and he reveals this two-story house throughout the work in the show. They both build it and reveal it. It's really astonishing. It'll tour all over the world, this work.
All right. Every year you scour the world for theater and dance. You bring these gems back to Philadelphia for us. What big performance prize did you lasso in this year?
Well, the work I love, choreographer I love most in the world, is a Flemish artist named Anna Teresa de Keersmaak. Her company is called Rosas. And she made a work to John Coltrane's Love Supreme. Oh. It'd be one of my favorite pieces of music ever. Mm. One of the best American pieces of music ever written. She made this beautiful dance for male dancers, so each take a part of the quartet, that seminal score, and it's extraordinary. Only a 4-city tour of this work from Europe. We are the premiere. This is a work not to miss.
What do you like about it?
There's all kinds of dance in the world. There's dance that is sort of conceptual, and there's a lot of intellectual. This is movement, and it's movement embodying that beautiful score. As I said, each dancer becomes, you know, McCoy Tyner or Elvin Jones, oh, wow, and embodies what each one of these glorious musicians was doing in the work. And it's really astonishing to watch these men move.
I imagine. Last but not least, Extended Fringe. This is
one piece that we really wanted to have. Unfortunately, it was not available until a little after the festival ended.
Oh.
We've done that before in the past, but we wanted to include it in the festival. It's a beautiful work from Burkina Faso, and it's on tour, and we could grab it like a week after the fest. Really incredible. It's about the sort of geopolitics of Africa, of Burkina Faso. Olivia Tarpaga is the choreographer and performer in it. Great work, beautiful actors, and a great score as well, played live.
Amazing. Well, thank you. You always do amazing things. I'm so excited for this year's Fringe. Nick Stuccio is president and producing director of the Philadelphia Fringe Festival. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer, as always.
This year's festival begins today. It runs through the 24th, and the extended festival performances of Declassified Memory Fragment with performers from Burkina Faso. That takes place in the middle of October.